A permanent Indigenous voice to Parliament is on its way for Victoria. It makes Victoria the second state in Australia after South Australia to establish a state-based democratically elected body to provide advice on laws and policies related to Aboriginal people. The agreement comes at the same time as the handing down of the final report of the Yuruk Justice Commission after 4 years of hearings.
We stand here with our feet firmly on the lands of the Kaurna people. I pay my respect to their elders past, present and emerging, but the way we pay our respects first and foremost is not with our words, but in our deeds. And there are no more powerful deeds than South Australia becoming the first place in our nation to pass a law enshrining an Indigenous voice to our Parliament.
That was Peter Malianakis, the Premier of South Australia, when the state passed groundbreaking legislation for the state-based voice to Parliament. Now, Victoria is set to follow South Australia's example. Jacinta Allen is Victoria's Premier.
As a state, we are up for this. We're up for this very simple, common sense change of involving and listening First People in the decisions that affect them.
First People's Assembly of Victoria co-chair Ruben Berg says the creation of the body has been on the table since January, part of its treaty talks between the group and the state government.
To be able to build on the work of so many of our people across countless generations, to be able to say that we actually start the negotiations of treaty.
How will the voice to Parliament work? The first assembly, made up of 33 elected members, will provide advice on laws and policies that affect Indigenous communities in Victoria, from health and education to crime and development. The Premier says their voice to Parliament will aim to enable First Nations people to have a better say.
The treaty process and outcome is grounded in that pretty simple common sense approach that when you listen to people who are affected by policies and programs, when you involve them in the processes, you get better outcomes.
The Premier says the state's voice to Parliament won't be written into its constitution because it does not require constitutional change, unlike the failed federal proposal. Ruben Berg says negotiations will continue on the treaty because of the importance of truth-telling and keeping government accountable.
Those conversations in a respectful way, and we'll be able to deliver a treaty which will deliver powerful outcomes for our communities, powerful outcomes for all Victoria, making sure that we get better outcomes for our communities so that our future generations can thrive.
The confirmation of Victorian voice comes as the Parliament has tabled its final two reports from the state's Yuruk Commission, bringing an end to the work of the Justice Commission after 4 years of hearings and evidence from more than 200 witnesses. The reports made 100 recommendations across 5 volumes and provided an official public record of Victoria's history since colonisation. But the official record features a disclaimer that 3 of the 5 commissioners, Adjunct Professor Sue Ann Hunter, Distinguished Professor Maggie Walter, and former Federal Court Judge Anthony North, did not approve of the inclusion of the key findings in the final report. Still, Commissioner Chair Eleanor Burke said she had lived through many of the policies described in the pages and hopes for real and lasting change for Victoria's First Nations communities. The highly respected Wagaya Wamba Wamba elder told the National Press Club in May she had been humbled by the Indigenous people who gave evidence and encouraged by the decision to implement the commission 4 years ago.
I knew it would be the hardest and most important work of my professional life, and so it has proved to be. In 2021, Victoria made history by establishing the Yuruk Justice Commission, the first formal truth-telling process in this country. Not a gesture, not a box tick, but a bold commitment to listen to the voices of the oldest living cultures on Earth.
That story brought to you by Helena Krishnamoorthy and Deborah Gork, produced by NITV Radio.